For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you very much, Larson. Jeremy Bradley here. This is The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. Lots to talk about this week. I've got some relationship stuff, some crime, and just some downright honesty things. Honesty. Honesty is the best policy. You heard that slogan before, right? Well, we're going to talk about that and relationship apps. All right, so there's a bunch of things happening today, and of course, again, we also want to send our condolences to the families in Florida. I'm not going to get into a big political debate because, I'm Canadian, and gun control is different in my country than it is in the United States. And I'm not going to say anything different than all of the commentators on CNN and all of the other networks have already said. So I'll just leave it as our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of the Florida massacre. It's a tragic story. So we're going to get into our discussion topics right after this.
Who are the Kardashians feuding with now? What did that little thug Justin Bieber do this time? Who's getting hitched and who's headed for Splitsville? Hear the latest celebrity news and gossip every day. An entertainment wrap-up. The good, the bad, the ugly, but mostly the ridiculously hilarious. It's all recapped in this daily segment at entertainmentwrapup.com. Have a laugh at the expense of the rich and famous when they take themselves way too seriously. It's 3 minutes of time-wasting fun at entertainmentwrapup.com. Check out Entertainment Wrap-Up at entertainmentwrapup.com. Brought to you by Speak Free Books.
JB here on The Scribble. A couple of weeks ago, I was out of town. And as much as I love to escape when I'm in a different place, I don't want to think about home, right? You get away from the drama at home. I went to the United States. Of course, I was surrounded by political drama. But I don't know. And not that there's much going on in my hometown of Winnipeg, Manitoba. But I still like to kind of be tuned in. Which is funny because I very rarely actually watch the news or read the news when I'm at home. For some reason, when I was away, I wanted to check it out. So here's what happened. I was in my bathtub, I was having a nice time in the hotel room, just easing into the day, and I'm scrolling through like a news website and then like a news blog and things like that, and I get this. The headlines are always what gets you, right? Because then you click and you read more. So there's a bunch of other stories, and I'll read anything that's like police related. If there was a crime or anything, I want to know where it is. Is it close to where I live? So maybe it was a drug bust. Maybe it was a stabbing. Maybe it was a break and enter. Because last fall, I think I talked about it here on the show, somebody attempted to break into my house when I was home. So especially when you're away, right? I feel like I want to know these things. Was there a house fire two doors down? That's something I need to know, right? So I'm scrolling through, and all of a sudden, I'm reading this story about two men charged with child porn. So I open the story, or click on the story, and I'm reading, and this is one of those situations where you're kind of like, whoa, I know one of those names. And I've done this before, like the local police or the RCMP, the provincial or the federal police, when they do like their check stops over long weekends, like for drinking and driving, they will release the names of the people they've charged. Again, sometimes it's a list of 40 people or so. I just give it a quick skim because I want to know, I feel like I have responsible friends. But I feel that if I read something like that, I might not want to be your friend anymore. Or if I am your friend, I'm going to give you crap. Because your name is publicly released by the police to the media, and, you know, you were charged with drunk driving. That is not cool. I can be the most supportive friend in the world, but there's just some things that I won't support, I won't tolerate. Back in the day, I ruined a friendship, and I'm fine with that now. In the moment, I felt guilty. But one of my friends, she she helped me get through like anxiety and depression, and she was almost kind of like a sister to me. She was in a relationship with a guy, and she eventually was like cheating on him, though she was going back to him and saying, you know, talking marriage and all these things like that. But then she's got like, she's going and meeting other guys on the side, but she wants the ring and she's already picked out her dress, but she's going and spending time with other guys on the side. So I, in a sick kind of a way, I ended up creating a fake email address, whatever, and I emailed the guy and said, you know, check out this. She's got like a page on a dating profile or a dating website. She's got a profile on a dating website, and sent the link. And that was basically the end of the friendship. So I felt, even though she was my friend and I didn't have that loyalty to her because she was doing something that I just don't agree with. So anyway, let's fast forward. So I'm reading this story about two people charged with child porn. It was two separate incidents. They weren't related. And I guess I can say the name because the name was publicly on the news. I won't say the full name, but the first name is Matthew. And so, and actually both guys, coincidentally, even though it was two separate incidents, both guys are named Matthew. And I'm reading it and then I'm just like, whoa, Matthew. And it's got the full name. So first name, middle name, and last name. The first name and the last name, I was like, okay, I know somebody with that name. When we were growing up, the family across the street, there was a Matthew such and such. And I was kind of like, okay, so then I'm reading a little bit more. It says that he's 29 years old. Now, I know that he's a couple or a few years younger than me, but I don't know exactly. Like, I'm turning 35 this year, so I don't know, or I turned 35 this year. I don't even know how old I am. And I knew that he was a few years younger. So 29, I'm like, well, was he 5 years younger than me? I don't know, maybe. I thought maybe about 3 years, but again, I could be wrong. And then it said it was in such and such neighborhood of the city. And I'm sitting there going, well, that's where my parents, I think that's, you know how sometimes you might have like, there's the outskirts of a neighborhood and then you're like, well, some people call it this and some people call it that. Well, it's quite on the, you know, pushing the boundary of that neighborhood. But I've heard people refer to the neighborhood as that. So I'm like, 29, his name is Matthew. He lives in that neighborhood. Now, again, it is somewhat of a common last name. It's not Smith, but it's one of those that, you know, it could be, you know, like O'Donnell or whatever. Like there could be a lot of people with that name. But what are the odds? What is the coincidence that it's the full name? And then the middle name, I'm like, I don't know what his middle name is. So again, I'm in the bathtub and I'm in another country and I text my brother and I send him the story. And I was like, is this? And then he wrote back right away. He's like, that's definitely how you spell the last name. Because there's a couple variations for the spelling of the last name. He's like, that's definitely how they spell it. And I'm pretty sure he's 29. I don't know if that's the middle name. And then when he said the middle name, I was kind of like, there's something jumping out at me that is his middle name. So then, and my brother was out of town as well. He was in Calgary. I was in the United States. And so I guess my brother had then sent this to my mom or was talking to my mom and mentioned like, hey, did you hear like there's a story about this guy Matthew and child porn and blah, blah, blah. So then my mom talked to me a few days later and she's like, yeah, you know, Trevor was saying that, you know, you sent him this story about, you know, that is it him? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't lived with my parents for almost 10 years, so I haven't seen that family. I do, I think, well, I've seen them at like a community event maybe a year or so ago or 2 years ago, but I'm certainly not in regular contact with them. And then, you know, like my mom said, well, why don't you look him up on Facebook? And I don't know the rules, but from what I've heard or from what I understand is that when somebody has like, you know, busted for something like that, if I'm not mistaken, oftentimes their pages get shut down, right? Facebook or whoever will shut it. Or maybe even the police will have that ordered to be shut down. So I don't know. And again, because it's sort of a common name, I'm just like, you know, the matches are going to be endless and I just didn't care. So I, you know, we've got this debate of like, well, do you mention something? Like, do you jokingly go and say like, oh, I saw on the news, like, you know, the same name. But again, how do you go and ask the parents? Because he still lived at home with his family. How do you go and say like, hey, was that your son? Is he beating it to child porn? Yeah, I heard he was sending out the illegal stuff to people on the internet. Like, I mean, how do you approach that? What do you say? So then I asked my mom, like, well, have you seen him around lately? Like, you know, again, not that he's out all the time. He's not like he's a kid out playing in the yard all the time. He's 29 years old. And he, from what I understand, from what I remember, is kind of a nerdy computer geek anyway. And you know, like, I don't know. So this is one of those situations where you're kind of like, I don't know if it's him, but it makes you kind of think, wow, you believe that you know somebody, right? Now, again, it could very well be a different person altogether, right? It could very well be somebody not even related to him at all. But it makes you think, like, do you really know people? Would it surprise you if, like, this happens all the time with, like, a grow-up, right? Like, it could be your neighbor's house, and there might be signs that kind of tip you off, right? You know, the people coming and going. Maybe they're doing drug deals or whatever it is. But then something like, that is just crazy. It's child porn, and it's somebody that, like, you grew up with as a kid, and it's like, is that him? Is it not him? Like, did he do anything when we were kids that kind of, or as, like, young adults that kind of seemed, you know, like, it's just, and then, well, here's the deal. If I do run into him, then it's probably not him because he would be in jail. Well, I don't know. You know, I guess you'd have to go to court or trial or whatever. And I don't know. But could you imagine running into him? Hey, saw you in the news. Like, what? So again, there was no picture of the guys. And my mom's like, well, you're in the media. Like, why don't you, like, you know, call somebody and ask around? I'm like, what? Why? Like, what? What's the point of that? They gave him the name. They don't need to release a picture of the guy. If he's locked up, then he's locked up. He's not a danger to the community or whatever it is. So what would you do, though? What would you do if you found out or you heard the name and you're kind of like, oh, crap, I know that. No, that can't be. It can't be. And let's say you have their phone number or their email address or they're on your Facebook. Would you actually reach out and say, did you just get busted for child porn? Were you busted for drunk driving? Did you just get busted doing drugs? Would you have the ball? I guess it might depend on your relationship with the person. I don't know. You tell me. Send me an email. live@jbonair.com. live@jbonair.com. What a bombshell, though. And then when I'm having a discussion with my mom about this, of all people, like, to hear my mom say the word porn, I was kind of weirded out by it. It was very strange to me. Because I'm trying to tiptoe around it. So it was a phone conversation. My mom doesn't text. So we're having a phone conversation. And then she brings up that, again, my brother, Trevor, you know, well, Trevor told me, you know, about the story that you sent to him, whatever, about, you know, about Matthew. Was that him? Like, I haven't seen him around. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, yeah, he was saying about, you know, like there was an investigation or whatever. And I said, well, yeah, he was alleged to be doing some, you know, illegal stuff, you know, or for, you know. And then she's like, yeah, porn. And I was like, who thinks that you're going to hear your parents say the word porn? My 67-year-old mother. It caught me off guard. I was weirded out by it. I was just like, okay, I don't want to hear you say that word anymore. No more. No. Bad mom. Don't say it. Clearly my mom didn't educate me or talk about, have this sex talk with me, right? She just didn't. My parents didn't do that. All right, we've got to wrap this up. live@jbonair.com. Would you, your pervert neighbor, would you reach out and touch them? God, we're going to wrap this up. We'll be back right after this.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
We are back here on The Scribble. Jeremy Bradley at the controls. And again, remember, you can subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes. I have had a weird stretch of, I won't say memory loss. It's when I'm tired, I kind of will nod off, whether it's on the couch or I'll be in bed. And then if I've woken up in the middle of the night, I kind of have like that foggy, yeah, I remember waking up and hearing it raining outside, but I don't really remember. So the other night we had a crazy storm, and I remember waking up. It was, for some reason, 4:33, the time is in my head. Okay, so that must be the time that I woke up. I don't know. Is that when the storm started or that what? And then I remember being warm. And then I woke up on the couch in the living room the next morning. And the air conditioning was on and it was freezing. So it wasn't that I was sleepwalking, because I remember, or I think I remember, being warm and then going downstairs. And I'm pretty sure I remember the storm, but I don't remember doing a bunch of things. So it's almost kind of like when you're drunk and you don't really remember how you got home or, you know, something like that. But I didn't have anything to drink at all. So I don't know. And if there's a brain doctor tuned in, what are the odds that a brain doctor is listening to this podcast? Maybe there's an assessment. Maybe there's a court order to analyze my brain and my train of thoughts. But do you ever have this where you're just that exhausted that you just don't have any memory of, you know, what did I do when I was sleeping? Like, I didn't leave the house. I didn't do anything like that. But it's just, it's very bizarre to not remember things that I kind of remember waking up, but I don't actually physically remember walking down the stairs. I don't remember carrying my blankets down to the couch. I don't remember doing a bunch of those things, but I did them. I remember kind of half of the things. So is that because my brain isn't fully awake? Is it because I just am sort of half awake and I'm doing, you know, there's some people that will do that. Like, you'll go down to the fridge and you'll get something to drink. And it's not sleepwalking because you know you're thirsty, but you go and do it anyway. Or you go to the bathroom, but you're still, you know, what is this? What is going on with my body? Is it my body? Is something happening? Has this ever happened to you? It probably hasn't. Tell me either way, yes or no. Send an email, live@jbonair.com. Because it's just, it is very strange to, like, not remember these things. But or maybe you remember sort of doing them in the moment, but then you're kind of backtracking. You're like, did I? Is that how it played out or whatever? But I just get to this point where I'm so tired that, yeah, my brain, I feel like I'm drunk, that I don't have any control over what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. And I know that I'm doing it, but am I remembering that I'm doing it? Am I making sense? Maybe. Maybe I'm doing it right now. I am asleep right now here on the show. Live@jbonair.com.
It's never too early to start thinking about your next holiday. Have you checked out Mexico recently? From tequila tasting, swimming with horses, to zip lining through the jungle, and watching whales and dolphins in their natural habitat, Puerto Vallarta has it all. Visit mexico.jbonair.com to see all the fun PV has to offer. That's at mexico.jbonair.com for hundreds of photos, interviews, and videos from around the tourist hotspot. Check out mexico.jbonair.com for all the fun. That's mexico.jbonair.com.
Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on The Scribble at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. I'm going to open this segment by saying I have a BlackBerry, so any of these apps that are really popular these days, like Snapchat, Instagram, even just like the basic apps that everybody uses, I don't have. Oh no, I do have Instagram on my phone, that's right. The people at BlackBerry did send me like a roundabout way to get Instagram on my phone, but Snapchat and then a bunch of these other ones I don't have. Like, so I've heard of Snapchat. I don't know how it works and I don't really know what you do with it. And so we were having a discussion in the office about one of the gals recently went through a breakup, and she was talking about how she was invited to like a sporting event with this guy and she doesn't know if she wants to go, and it's just easier for them to talk. Now, she uses the word talk on apps, and I said, well, that's typing, that's not, and I'm one of those sticklers for, you know, talking is what I'm doing right now, writing is what you're doing when you're texting and things like that. You're not talking to the person on Facebook unless you're actually doing like a video or something where you're actually hearing each other. And so then it led to this discussion of well, where did you meet him, what, like, we're kind of a little protective, right? We want to find out what's going on. And then me actually and three guys are kind of standing around her going, let's see him, what's his name? So I asked where you met, and she said Tinder. Now, I've heard of Tinder, okay? This is one of those things where I've heard of Snapchat, Instagram, Tinder, all these things, but I've never used them. I've never actually seen them in action. So she brings out her phone, and she's got nothing to hide. She's like, well, here, you know, you scroll this way or you scroll this way, and what? Swipe, sorry. See, I don't even know the lingo. So you base, and what she was showing me is she's going through this rapid fire And so it comes up with a guy, and she's like, and then you swipe this way. And then it brings up another one. So in a matter of, let's say, 10 seconds, she has gone through, I would say, at least 20 guys. I'm not kidding you. And it was like you're dealing a deck of cards, you know, and you're kind of like, one, two, go. No, this one, you get one, you get one, you get two, you get two, you get two, you get three. And it was so judgmental because she's looking going, yeah, no, 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 no. Like you're picking out a shirt to go with an outfit is how it felt. And so then I kind of started laughing. I was like, okay, so she's telling me about this guy. She's herself, she's 23. And one of the guys she's saying is 25. And I was like, okay, so what does he do? Well, I think he's in school. Okay. So they haven't covered things like that, what you do for a living, things like that. But they've discussed tattoos. And so she shows me it looks like text messaging, right? So if you've seen, not Twitter, Tinder, you know what I'm talking about. I'm bombing this already, my God. And so she's showing me, and I said, well, you've already talked about like body parts and like showing tattoos and things like that, but you don't know what he does for a living. And then her big concern is that she's worried she's going to be taller than him. She's not super tall, but she's worried she's going to be taller than him. And that would be a deal breaker. And I was like, oh my God, you could be on like The Bachelorette, where you're going to have something so superficial that he could be the greatest guy in the world. And here's the deal, is that for me, you're going to be spending all this time, hours and hours and hours, potentially, texting back and forth. But yet you won't even like talk on the phone. She doesn't want to meet him because she's shy and it's intimidating or whatever. And I was like, then why are you on this? What is the point? So then she starts showing me this other guy that she's been having, well, talking to, but she's having a conversation with. And again, he's dressed in like a suit. It looked like it was from somebody's wedding, like a picture that was taken at a wedding. And he's very straight edged. You know, he's very clean cut. And so she doesn't like that. And I was like, but what is it? There's going to be something about him though. Like, why are you basing it on the one picture? And that's why you've messaged him. So again, I haven't done the whole dating app thing, and I haven't done dating websites or profiles or anything like that. I'm not on the market to do that. So I haven't checked these things out, but it seems very superficial and very shallow. So again, she might be taller than him or whatever it is, but then doesn't have the guts to have a phone conversation with him, let alone meet him. And again, I'm just kind of like, well, then why? Like, are you just wanting like texting friends? I don't get why somebody would want to do that. She's quite a social person in the office, but for some reason, and she was just in a relationship recently. And so I'm kind of sitting there going like, are you asking like the right questions? Are you trying like, I said, why not go to the sporting event then? Because here's the deal, is it's not going to be as intimidating as sitting face-to-face having coffee with somebody where you essentially interview each other, right? Do you have pets? Do you have any brothers or sisters? What is your job? How long have you done that? Well, what do you do? Well, what do you do? Do you have any pets? I've got a cat. What do you have? Oh, because you're just, whatever they ask you, you're going to ask right back after you answer it, right? And so this way, if you're at a sporting event, you're not facing each other. You're kind of distracted by what's going on around you. So it's not as pressurized, and it's casual. It's low key. You're not having to stare at each other and have awkward conversation because there's really, you don't talk. I mean, you might talk about the game as you're watching it, but you're not talking about those things. And then you go for a walk after, or you do something. Maybe you have a drink or two there. And then she said that too, that she would probably have like 6 or 7 shots before she goes and meets him. And I'm like, okay, whoa, wait a second here. That's going to be your first impression. Smelling like a drunk. Maybe you're going to be tipsy. You know, are you going to be on your best behavior? And are you going to be on your game? Because again, there's the seriousness of you could be taken advantage of too, right? Like you can, if you're a little bit, you know, tipsy, that's also when things happen, especially if it's your first time meeting somebody and you've had like very flirtatious texting back and forth. You could be leading him on because you've been flirty and you've talked about showing him your tattoos that are under clothing that you wouldn't normally see, right? So I'm just amazed by this whole dating app thing where you just fire through left, right, left, right, left. Like you're, again, like you're shuffling cards, or you're dealing cards. And again, it goes back to like, gee, is this where the whole problem with relationships is? Is this where it lies these days? Because you look at somebody for all of like 2 seconds and you judge them right. No, 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 no. So then she started scrolling through a bunch of guys on there, and everybody's making fun of me because I'm like, well, how old is he? Like, what does he do? Does it say careers? Like, what has he written about himself? And then you've got naturally the guys that are standing there doing like their half naked pictures in the mirror, their selfies and all these other things. And I said, here's the deal though. What is their personality like? Because these are not love me for my mind pictures. These are, hey, I wanted your attention because I think I'm hot and you will too. And that's, you know, I feel that people like that are offering very little, and it is maybe judgmental, but there it just seems, again, superficial, and I don't think they have much substance to what they're putting forward. Now, again, not to say that they should be holding an encyclopedia and, you know, a pipe and glasses and slicked back hair to make them look, you know, like there's some big, you know, professor or literary expert, but certainly, like, if I were to make a profile on a page, I might put something, like, with my dogs. I might do something out where I'm having fun. And there's a bunch of people that, again, if you know their personality and you see them putting, like, a goofy picture and they're wearing, like, they're dressed up in some weird thing, that could go one of two ways. People could interpret that as, hey, he's a fun guy. Or, okay, this guy's just weird. So, again, you're putting that first impression out there and people are judging you. In a half second, it was literally not even a second that she had these pictures on the screen and was just like, yes, no, yes, 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 no, 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 no. Now, by the end of this, she scrolled through and she had like 200 and some matches, I believe they were called, quote unquote, matches. And I was just like, so do you write to like every one of these people? Is this like that you're text messaging 200 and some people or however many it is? And she's like, no, only about 10 or 15. And now I'm sitting there going, this is like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, where it's not about getting to know one person. It is about having all of this and then narrowing it down. And when you think about it, how many people are also doing that? So yes, she might have the one guy. You're talking, you're writing back and forth with the one guy. Or maybe even going and hanging out with the one guy. Or you're having a phone call with the one guy. It is becoming like, there's so many to choose from now. That I just, it seems awkward because you're like having to throw yourself at the person, and that's why these half-naked selfies make sense. But if you think about it, you were attracted to it, 75 other people were, and 75 other people are throwing themselves at this person now for attention or whatever it is, and you've got to be weeded out. So what are you going to do to step up your game to win this person's attention and go to the sporting event with them or whatever it is? So it just seems like a lose-lose situation. So for as much as people say dating apps and everything are great, that's fine. But, you know, is that person going to be focused on you? And so back in the day when there was like internet chat rooms and things like that and you didn't have social media, I remember back in the day wanting that person to only be chatting with me, only getting to know me, only focused on me. And then you feel threatened when you believe that they are chatting or talking or hanging out with somebody else, right? Because you're supposed to be hanging out, you're supposed to be focusing your attention on me. Well, now that there's social media and people have 2,000 friends on their social media page and each one of them is progressively putting more and more skin pics as the summer rolls on, you know, it's not hard to get dumped for something else, whether that's hotter body or whatever it is. I don't know. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So again, send me an email. live@jbonair.com is the email address. live@jbonair.com. I gotta calm down. I got a little bit fired up there about the whole dating app thing. Because it's just, I don't know, I just don't feel that relationships are given enough focus and attention and dedication and seriousness. And there's so many other words I can use to describe it. But I think it's a shame. I really think it's a shame. So yes, it's great that you can put yourself out there and meet hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people, but if you're just doing it like it's like you're flipping through CDs in a discount bin, then, you know, is it really that effective? Send your thoughts live@jbonair.com.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling. Tweet up the scribble at the Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Bradley. It's all going down right now on Twitter at The Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
That's right, on the Twitter at The Scribble Show. Remember, I'm live tweeting it's Bachelor on Monday nights and That's right. I can't deal with Bachelor Winter Games. I just can't. There's just something I can't do. I can't. No. And then people wanted me to tweet Celebrity Big Brother too. I'm like, I'm not that into TV. I'm not glued to the reality shows anymore. Feel free to give me a shout anytime. It's always awesome hearing from you. Live at jbonair.com is the email address. I'll talk to you next week on The Scribble. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at The Scribble Show. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat, give your mind.